new old dads, but we're really just two old dads,
and we're really just two girl dads
going through it together.
Oh yeah, we're here. Patrick, what's up, brother?
How are you, friend?
Dude, every time we do that, you laugh. I love it.
I know. I mean, it doesn't get old. It doesn't get old.
Yeah. I'm having a good day today. I had a good weekend.
Good.
We did see you, didn't we? See? Yeah, we saw you on Friday.
Yep, Friday night.
We see each other every week, dude.
It's good. It's good.
I mean, either on the podcast, like we're doing it on the Zoom, or
you're welcome
in person. Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, right. You guys came over Friday night, and we had a little charcuterie style dinner, little game night.
Yep.
Yeah. Three couples came over.
Plus
Cooper Brooke. What's that?
Plus little
Kevin
Devin.
Dolan made an appearance.
Kevin Dolan. Yep.
My partner Kevin at Behringer's made an appearance, which that's worthy of airtime. And his wife Julie and Devin. Yes, we had a hoot. It was a good time.
Yeah, we kind of made a fast exit if you didn't realize.
Yeah, that's I know.
We sorry, which just speaks to my experience as a dad. Because remember, folks, this podcast, I am no way, because I've had other people I've told about this podcast, there is no way that I consider myself an old man or an old dad. Sorry, Patrick. You're in a league of your own.
You speak the truth.
But I do have experience handling, unfortunately, I'm kind of, Devin's crying in the other room.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he just got punished.
By you?
No, by Carrie.
Oh.
Carrie told him that he needs to do two things and he has to go do them before he could watch a show, and he didn't listen.
I see.
And so now he's throwing a fit because
he's paying the price. And
yep,
I see.
Because he lost his TV time. Now he's upset.
That's
what we get. Now,
hey, I mean, gives and takes.
It's bad. But
did
that
he
was
deserve another, it? He's just kind of in that mode right now.
He doesn't listen. And also, things are very different. What you'll notice about kids is routine is very, very important.
Hmm.
And unfortunately, in our situation, we don't have that much of a routine.
Oh.
Devin goes back and forth between his dad and us. And we just came off the summer, which was 1 week at a time, 1 week at a time, for his dad's house to our house, dad's house to our house. And we do that for 8 weeks. So he goes 1 week that way, 1 week our way.
I see.
So now we're going into school. He had his first days of school last Wednesday. So he's not even at a week. Today was the first Monday back after a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So he's getting used to that. We're also getting used to our schedule of getting up on the bus and also aftercare, which is all new. So it's just.
Gotcha.
You know,
so is it not 1 week on, 1 week off
with no, not when right it's now? Not when it's school, when it's school. Oh. It's Indiana State guidelines, which is 1 day during the week to his dad's and then every other weekend.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yep. So we get him Mondays and Tuesdays, and then the weekends we do have him, we give him to his dad on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
I see. Yeah, that's a big change.
Yeah, and then he comes back to us Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then we get him Wednesday.
Got it.
And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday to his dad's. So that's how it goes. So usually, which is fun. It's fine. In my opinion, it works really well because his dad deserves to get that time.
Yeah.
You know, I think.
Sure.
I think I would be upset if I didn't get him for that long. But
well, I'm grateful for Devin, the two of you or the three of you or the four of you. I don't know if he's.
Yeah, four. The four of us. Yeah, he's got four
at
parents.
At least from my perspective, it seems as if you all get along, right? I mean, were you a managing deal? Oh, right on. Cool.
Yeah. I just showed a picture of one of the first times I hung out with Devin. We were at a pumpkin patch when he was about four. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's not like I'm not very good. I got to say.
You are old, dude. You looked really young in that picture.
Dude, I look young in all my old pictures. Every single picture I look young. Plus, I don't have a beard. I would say out there to everybody, you know, parenting is not easy. I'm not very good at it. Carrie's much better at it than I am.
What?
But it's all.
Stop
I got
talking yourself into that crap.
Oh,
what
no,
do you mean
no.
You're not good at it.
I've
seen you with him. I feel as if you're good at it.
Thank you. But I would say that there are moments where I have I let myself get too emotional and too invested in what he's doing as opposed to realizing he's just a kid. And half the time, he's not even going to remember what he's saying at this moment in ten minutes from now, let alone but what he'll remember is my response to that moment.
Yeah.
And that's, I'm not doing a good job as a father teaching him that not to respond to stuff like that, that's not how you act. I don't validate it. And Carrie yells at me all the time about it because it's not right. So I just need to do a little bit better.
Yeah.
And but we had baseball. We got baseball going. He's cool. Playing soccer. I mean, it's amazing once kids get out active how happy they can be.
That's so cool.
And I know we're talking about pregnancy in this podcast, but I feel like that's my experience.
Yes and Carrie. No. Hi, Carrie.
Carrie's in the podcast.
Hi, Carrie.
What do you need, babe? Devin needs to go to bed, and we're in his room.
Oh, well.
Okay, we're gonna pause. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, we're gonna read a book, and we'll be done in about 20 minutes. Okay.
2 minutes.
Yeah, 20 minutes. Okay, so we can continue. So anyway, let's go. Yeah, let's go. Okay, so what's going on with Angie? How's Angie feeling? And what's new in the O'Donnell world?
What's new in the O'Donnell world?
In the pregnancy.
Yeah, Angie's feeling good. Matter of fact, I'm excited to read from the book today, or you know, pick out some parts of this particular week, because Adrian Culp, We're Pregnant, the First Time Dad's Pregnancy Handbook.
Thanks, again, Adrian.
Thank you, Adrian. He's freaking spot on. I think two, three weeks ago, I called bullshit on, you know, his predictions for that particular week anyway, but he's totally redeemed himself, Joe, as far as his predictions for this upcoming week. So there you are, a little foreshadowing for the book. Yeah. Anyhow, this past week, kind of a fun thing. My mom, Becky Thurman, who lives in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, she told me when I was in Sioux Falls a couple weeks ago, bye, Carrie.
She's picking out some books.
She told me that we were just talking about ultrasounds, which is performed by a, you know, sonograph. Little too close to the mic, buddy.
Yeah, okay. You get a little feedback there.
Got it.
You're good.
So anyhow, while we were talking, sitting up one night, having a glass of wine with my mom, we were talking about the ultrasounds. And she's like, you know, back in my day, they didn't have technology like that. There was just nothing, which is hard for me to comprehend, right? Because I've seen it on TV or whatever for as far as I can remember. Anyway, she was saying that when my sister, Kathleen, was pregnant with her twin boys, Bodie and Hudson, my mom must have been in Minneapolis. My sister lives in Minneapolis. Anyway, she must have been there. And she had the opportunity to go and witness an ultrasound with my kid's sister. And she, I don't know if she just didn't put two and two together or just wasn't, but she was kind of like, no, you go ahead. I'll wait out here. You know, whatever. She was thinking whatever she thought. And she told me that was one of the regrets, one of her life regrets, was not going in and seeing that ultrasound with the twins.
Not a sonogram. And,
what's that?
Are you sure it's not a sonogram?
Well, it's, I believe the machine's a sonogram, right? Or the actual procedure. I don't know.
It
doesn't matter, Joe. I'm past it. You're going to trip me up again. I'm going to start blocking out the word ultrasound.
So what did your mom say? What did your mom say? She felt really bad that she...
She felt bad that, or didn't feel bad. She just, she looks back on it and she regretted not going in the room and seeing this ultrasound. And so I brought that back home to Angie and I said, listen, my mom told me this story. And, you know, she has this regret that she didn't see the twins in an ultrasound moment. And I kind of planted the idea because she had an ultrasound coming up last Friday and I was going to be working. Right. And I could have got on the video, but on FaceTime to watch this ultrasound, but it was, I don't know, it wasn't some monumental visit. It wasn't like they were pegging the toes and stuff. Right. Apparently it was just in the series of ultrasounds, it wasn't one of the more important ones for a father to be a part of. So I suggested she call my mom and they have a great relationship and invite my mom. So she did. So she called my mom. They coordinated all this and my mom FaceTimed from South Dakota while Angie was getting her ultrasound for, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes.
Wow.
And dude, like, she was on top of the world.
Wow. Such a small little gesture. Psyched,
right? Oh, she was so psyched, man.
Carrie has one tomorrow. So
tomorrow?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right on. Right on.
Carrie looks at me in the car and goes, you know, what if it's not a girl? I was like, what? She's like, you know, there's like a small chance, it's still a percentage that the baby's actually a boy in here. And then we're like, what are we going to call it? Baker. Baker Melillo. It would
be something if she's been playing it this whole time.
No. It would be something that the doctor messed up on.
Oh, I see. I see.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's such a nice story, Patrick. I'm glad your mom was able to be in there.
Cool. And Angie really got a lot from it. My mom got a lot from it. So it was super, super cool.
Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
for it.
So what does our boy Adrian say about your week 24 here? Because you're at week 24. I'm at week 21.
Yeah. Week 24. I'm going to talk about week 24. And then we're going to talk about week 21 where you're at. Okay. So, oopsie daisies, I missed it by a week.
Oh,
there we go. Got
that's a,
it.
That's a Midwest thing. Oh,
one of the things that really stuck out, and this made me feel good, is that at this point, week 24, half to three fourths of all babies born this week survive.
Wonderful. What
parent doesn't want to hear that, right? And so, yeah, right. That's a big week. That's a big week.
Big week.
And they said mom is going to be experiencing lower back pain, trouble sleeping, heartburn, whoopee cushion caliber flatulence, and the unfortunate swelling and the unfortunate swelling of the limbs. And listen, he's spot on with all that, except my wife's not having trouble sleeping anymore. She's always been a good sleeper.
Yeah.
Heavy sleeper, and so that doesn't surprise me. But she, for the most part, at least from what she's telling me, she's not having any trouble sleeping. Those others, I mean, with a emphasis on the whoopee cushion caliber flatulence, Joe,
she's
exhibiting all of those. Yeah, it's been, you know, Dutch oven without the Dutch oven.
Oh, jeez. I mean,
she's not even trying to give me a Dutch oven. She's giving me one
straight to the face.
Right. So anyway, and the swelling of the limbs, which you had told me, I believe Carrie's already experienced.
Yeah.
Right?
It was more pain, you know, walking around or in her feet, but yeah. We're on that right now too.
This is the first week that she's experienced swelling. And in her words, as she puts her, you know, toes up into my face, like, they're like sausages, Patrick. They're like sausages. Well, I mean, she's got, you know, little feet. I'm like, I just don't see it that way. Baby is the length of an ear of corn, about 1 foot long.
Ear of corn.
Yeah. Gestational diabetes is something that you should get checked for at this stage in the pregnancy, which it's called pregnancy diabetes. Apparently they're at risk right about now for gestational diabetes. So get checked for that, right? And then the other thing was, and when I read this, I was like, oh my God, I'm so glad I have this book. It says, pack your hospital bags. Now's the time to pack. Right. And I was like, holy crap, man. I wouldn't have even, what?
Well, we were ahead on a lot of things, and it looks like we're behind on that one, Patrick.
Right. I mean, that one, and then it gives you a checklist of the hospital bag. Right, what you should bring.
That's
it's like
crazy.
Going on vacation to the Caribbean here, but not. It's like a checklist.
Yeah, and I guess it
less the suntan lotion, you know.
Add that too. Put it in there.
Okay, so there you go.
Yeah.
Lots and lots going on this week.
Give us our listeners a reminder of week 21 too, while we're at
week 21,
which is where Carrie's at right now,
closing in on a foot of length. Okay, a foot in length. Pardon me. And the complaints such as nausea, dizziness, and overall fatigue have decreased or disappeared. And I believe that's when I said, you know what, that's bullshit, Joe, because she feels terrible to this point. So let me ask you, is Carrie starting to feel better? Or
she's felt better for last 4 weeks. It's been at least a month.
I guess we knew that. You did.
No big deal.
You told me that.
Sometimes we
so
forget.
I guess I'm the only one that has the wife with the sick all the time. Jeez.
Well,
nobody likes me. Everybody hates me. Guess I'll go eat worms, Joe.
that something from the 80s, bro? What is that?
I don't know.
I got a car, C-A-R, stick your head in jelly jar. Car, C-A. How about this one? Don't go to Macy's anymore, more. Because they won't let us into the door.
What?
Dang it. I forget. My dad sings it all the time. This is the kind of stuff our kids are going to listen to. These stupid dad jokes that we're doing.
I'm excited to pull the finger.
Oh my God. Well, that's next. Angie's job, apparently.
Well, I mean, jeepers. Goodness gracious. It's just constant right now, dude.
So, G has been kicking like crazy.
Yes, that
Carrie
too.
Keeps telling Here. Me. I think I felt it the other night, but honestly, I don't have very sensitive hands, so I don't know. Mm. I felt a little movement. I thought it was her, and I was like, oh, that's definitely.
That's interesting. I've struggled with that too, where you know she's like, did you feel that? I'm like, no. She's like, how? But now I'm starting to. I don't know if it's me becoming more sensitive to it or if there's actually, you know, more intense kicking. It doesn't really matter, but I can feel it now probably once every 4 or 5 touches.
Right. That's great. And so Gia, we're worried because she's kicking a lot. She was kicking a lot at night. And Carrie is having trouble sleeping because she's kicking.
That sucks.
And today though, she was kicking during the day. So
it doesn't suck that she's kicking. It sucks keeping Carrie awake.
It's also been hot. It's like hot in our room, which is good because guess what? As soon as fall comes, the girls are going to be really happy.
Right.
They're going to be so much happier when
it's hot. There's a pandemic.
There's a freaking pandemic. They canceled the Big Ten football season. They just canceled the
biggest cloud ever. I know. I saw that. I told Angie over the weekend, I said, babe, listen. I am going to be so depressed if there's no college football and or pro football. And she's like, well, you know, you can take a year off, can't you? And I'm like, don't you ever.
I know. What about what are we going to do on our fantasy team?
Oh, my Lord.
So that reminds me. I did get I got my best friend, David Kiartis. Shout out to him over in Philly and his new baby, Nora.
Hey, Nora.
His wife, Sierra Kiartis. They.
It's a great name.
Yeah, I love that name. So Sierra and David and their daughter Nora, I got David and Sierra a gift for Nora, and the gift says, "Daddy's first round draft pick."
Oh,
because he's our commissioner. It was like perfect because I was thinking, I was like, I want to get him something that's like more like team oriented, and then I was thinking, what is he really like? He loves fantasy football. This dude has a website. It's like the most intense website of fantasy sports write-ups of all time. I guarantee nobody else in the whole country does what this guy does.
Really?
So, yeah. Well, if you really want to see it, message me on Facebook on New Old Dads, and I'll send it to you because it's crazy. It's all the stats from the last 12 years of all fantasy college football, football, basketball, baseball, and college football. All 4 sports write-ups every week. Champion profiles, stats. Everything's kept track of. Literally every point, every playoff victory. Round. Anyway, I'm getting way off track from a podcast about pregnancy. Listen, guys, it's not really that interesting.
Hey, I'm emotional about it, and so listen. I mean, I'm frustrated with it.
I know.
So I'm just.
I mean, you lost your tickets to the Indy 5.
I mean, I lost Sweet 16 March Madness tickets. And Elite Eight, right? Again, it's just all things.
Dude, the All-Star game? Forget the All-Star game. We're not seeing the All-Stars here.
March Madness, the bubble. Indy 500, all these things that are – they're a blast, man. Yeah. I mean, it's something to look forward to, and it's not happening, which, again, can be worse. Don't get me wrong, but it's frustrating. So, anyhow, however, the biggest frustration that I have, Joe, is I've had this fantasy for some time now. Angie gave me a T-shirt. It's a gray T-shirt, and on the back of it, it says "Drinking Buddy," and it shows a glass of beer. And she bought my daughter a little gray onesie, matching.
Wearing a onesie,
Drinking Buddy, with a little pacifier on it. So here I am on my couch,
pacifier or milk?
I don't know, whichever.
It should be milk.
I have no idea. Okay, milk.
Great.
Thanks. So I had this visual of me sitting on my couch, you know, having a beer, watching football with my daughter, and we have our drinking buddy shirt on. But I don't think it's going to happen this fall. Son of a mother.
And I can imagine during the Super Bowl that would be happening.
Mother of pearl.
So we've also done more research, which, by the way, you and I need to look into a nanny. This is all seriousness. Yes. between us sharing a nanny of some sort. I think that's a good plan to at least look at the cost. Yes. Anyway, I downloaded the book Crib Sheet, something that Carrie was listening to. And she rented it. She bought it. Mm-hmm. So I'm listening to it this week. And this week they're talking about a couple of different things. Swaddling, specifically making sure that the legs, that the kids don't get hip dysplasia. Because if you swaddle and they can't move their hips then or their feet. But swaddling is really good. And people are like, well, some people think. Anyway, this book is all about giving you the options, all of them, giving you a full picture of data-oriented advice and observations, and then you making the best decision based on your family. So just a little interesting stuff about jaundice too. Like, you know, not to worry. Like, there's just a lot that could go wrong that can seem a lot worse than it is.
I see.
And that not to worry as much. So as a dad, you know, I mean, from that perspective, getting ready for the baby to get here. I mean, that's our job, right? Right. We're supposed to be getting ready.
So swaddling is when you wrap the baby tight in a blanket.
Yeah. In a swaddling.
I'm serious. And so is it good or not good?
That's what the snoo is. The snoo is a swaddling kind of bassinet, right?
Got it.
And the bassinet is basically so technologically advanced that they're reading the baby's crying and putting it to sleep based on the crying.
God bless America. I know. Give me two of those. Kidding me?
No way. Not a $1,200 a pop. No way.
True. Yeah, right. We've already $1,000.
$1,000. What was it?
However, that seems like a great investment.
Hey, what's that toy over there?
Right.
Oh, $1,000? Oh, okay.
Give me one.
Wait, here's one. Today we put a down payment mm-hmm. on a infant photographer, newborn photographer.
Oh, cripe. I did that a month ago.
Oh my god.
Good
what the
golly. Fuck? Really?
Enough of this shit. I mean, I get it. I love these pictures. These pictures are cool. I was indifferent between the two. I had two options and I couldn't, I mean, to me, the babies are cute.
Yeah.
Not as cute as my baby or your baby.
Well, duh.
So that's what's been going on.
So we have the baby shower.
Yeah. That's a good thing.
At the end of this month. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty wild. I talked to my father, Tom, who lives in Minneapolis.
Tom.
He was a fashion photographer a large portion of his life. And so photography is a big thing to him. He still does landscape photography. And he's that guy that'll go hiking out in the middle of a swamp and set up a tripod and
catch Bigfoot.
You know, spend an hour and 15 minutes for one shot. You know, he's that guy. And so I asked him, I said, hey, Dad, you know, what are the thoughts of, we were talking about the shower and he was talking about protocol because he's 70 and he's not interested in traveling right now, and which I get it. And anyhow, so he's.
Yeah, you're an old guy too. You get it.
They do. Especially the pandemic.
God. Fucking pandemic.
You son of a.
That's it. From now on, every time we say the pandemic, we got to go fucking pandemic.
God, I'm sick of it, dude.
So dumb. So I love the meme. And I love the memes that are like, it's like a guy beat up. It's like Rocky, like, right? It's round like 14 and he's like getting up again. It's like August 2020. You just, we're not even.
GFY pandemic. Jeez.
Had it. All right. So your dad, so he's not coming.
Train of thought. I got pissed off. What's that?
He's not coming.
I said, hey, Dad, you know, how about you just do some baby shots? You know, and he'll enjoy, it'll be as good for him and us. And after already spending $1,000 on, you know, a photography session coming up. And he's like, well, you know, I have this camera and I don't think I can do it. And anyway, I'm getting off track here. You started talking about photography. It reminded me of my dad and a conversation we had this last weekend, but it wasn't that great.
Great story, Patrick. Sometimes your stories are just
$1,000 on photography.
I hope the pictures turn out great.
What's that?
I hope the pictures turn out.
They better effing turn out for I think it was $750 before taxes. So it'll be $1,000.
Yeah, you probably got the same chick we did.
I know we did, man.
Well, you guys, we literally, our girls, our wives are doing things exactly the same.
They're
in different ways.
Each other. And hey, I'm good with it. They both have good taste and, you know, hey, yeah. They're happy.
Yeah.
They're happy.
So girls are happy. We're doing great. Devin's doing well. We got the ultrasound tomorrow. I kind of almost want to just show up and try to go in and see what happens.
We already discussed that.
But what do we, I mean,
you
what?
Cannot, can you not go at the place where you, because
no.
I could have gone the last two times, or I did go.
Anyway. All right. Sorry. And then we have our shower coming up too.
Yes, you do.
My mom's planning it. It's really funny. It's just like got everything
going.
You
told
me
about it.
So, all right. So we kind of covered the things, a couple things we learned about swaddling and Adrian, what Adrian says this week. And, you know, the girls are doing fine. We're at 21 weeks. We're more than halfway there. Hell, in about 2 weeks, you'll be 15 weeks. Or no, this Wednesday, you'll be 25 weeks.
25. Patrick? No, 24. Damn it. I forgot already.
It's 25.
Yeah, it's 25. 25.
Dang, that's 15 weeks away, dude.
Right.
Oh, let's go. Oh my God, it's getting so close. Imagine, I keep thinking, what is she going to be like? You know, like, what's her little personality going to be like? Is she going to be funny? Is she going to be shy? Is she going to be like sassy, as Devin says?
24, Joe. I'm sorry. I cut you right off.
That's 24. Fine. 24.
On Wednesday. I'm sorry.
You know, what is she going to be like? You know, that's what I keep thinking about. Like, is she going to be daddy's girl? Is she really going to like mama? You know, is she going to like Bubby? Like, I think her first word is going to be Bubby. I hope Bubby. It is, which is Devin. Nice. Bub, because she's going to go Bub, 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 Bubby. You know, that she'll get that Bubby going. She'll be crawling, and like, her little room is so cute. It's all pink and white and cute. Carrie did such a good job. I feel bad. I gotta go rub Carrie's feet tonight.
I did over the noon hour today. I came home and had lunch and rubbed some feet.
I keep getting up though. I am self-conscious about this skin-to-skin contact picture that everybody gets. You know, the first time. You know what I'm talking about?
No. What are you talking about?
When the baby's born at the hospital, skin-to-skin contact is very important. Obviously, the mom and the baby have to have a lot of skin-to-skin contact, but
I see
the father is supposed to have a lot of skin-to-skin contact as well.
Oh, really?
Help with
That's awesome.
And I see a lot of pictures of like, I know this is weird, but like on social media of like dads and they got like man boobs and like, they're just like kind of,
hey, check yourself before you wreck yourself.
You know what I mean? They're like kind of like big. Mine? Yeah. Kind of like fat tummies. And I'm like, no way is my daughter going to remember me that way. Or like take a picture. So. I've been getting up at 5:30, 6 o'clock, going to the gym every day. I've been doing it for the last couple of months. I gotta do it, dude. I can't.
Well,
for me,
you put it that way, you jerk. Jeez, now you're gonna make me work. Look at you, pipes.
No, we gotta go. We gotta do it, bro. Come on, come with me. You can come.
Oh, I know.
You can come to the Y for free for a couple of weeks. I'll get you in.
All right.
Well, you don't have to, dude. You do what you need to do.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Every time we go through this.
I got these tattoos, man, and I can't have tattoos if I'm going to be a fat box, you know?
Yo, I got to tell you guys one more story, and then we're going to go.
That's just me. That's what I think about me. Anyway, go ahead.
I got to tell you one more story. I didn't tell you this. So yesterday after baseball, because I'm coaching these older kids, I had baseball practice, and then Carrie met me and dropped Devin off with me in the car, and we went to paintball for a birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
And I love paintball. I've been paintballing my whole life, like seriously, since I've been in high school. Mm-hmm. And we went, and they use these smaller balls, so it's a little bit better than the kids. But it was a bunch of 9-year-olds and 10-year-olds and their parents. So there was 6-on-6, 6 parents, 6 kids. We split the teams up, blah, 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 whatever. I didn't get hit once. Literally, running around, shooting with Devin, he has to be 5 feet from me, in like around me, because he's nine. 10-year-olds can run wherever they want to run, but 9-year-old, he got to be right next to me. So him and I are like, as a team, like running around, killing people. Like, seriously, I cool. freaking probably got 15 kills. And when I say kills, you know, knocks, whatever.
Right.
Last game, I go to sprint. And this is, I mean, this is like real dad shit. I go to sprint. And I go to go grab the flag because it's the end of the game. We got to grab the flag to win. And I'm like, all right, ready? And I look at Devin. He's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, all right, give me cover. So I run. And I make it like 20, 10, 15 feet. And then all I hear is pop, pop, pop. And then I get fucking killed in the back of my back. Like right in my neck, right? I'm like, what the hell? I was like, where the hell is the other team? And I turn around and Devin's like, sorry, Joe, I shot you. Oh, my God, Devin, you friendly fired me. He's like, you ran right in front of my
oh my
you ran
gosh.
Right in front of my bullets.
Are
I was
you
like,
kidding me?
I was like, Devin, aim the other way. No, it's fine. It was just funny. And his little cute face.
Oh, that is
he
really
He could be such
funny,
a cute
man.
Kid.
I'm tearing
dude.
Up. I'm laughing so hard. That's funny, man.
So I got a huge welt and a bruise on the back, on my back. It was the only time I got hit all day. I got hit like once in the leg, literally all day. Oh. And then this kid hits me in the back. We're a team the whole day.
He,
and he gets
he put in your cooler a 38 slug.
Yeah. All right, dude. Anything else you want to add before we say goodbye tonight? I'm getting really excited for these little girls. I think they're going to be
too.
Best friends.
I'm so fired up. I'm really still hasn't hit me, but I'm really fired up.
I know it hasn't hit me. I think if I saw her, like if I went tomorrow and saw her, I think it'd be more like,
yeah. So, only because of a conversation we were having a while back, I no, you don't want me to say that.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I thought you were shaking your head. No, like, no, don't no. say that, dude.
No, go ahead.
As if you know what I'm going to say.
No, no, go ahead.
So, no, we were talking over the weekend just about work shit and how it works and my experience with things, you know, being the old guy of the two of us. And one thing that I feel like I found when it comes to working with people, groups of people over long periods of time, I believe that people in many cases leave other people when they leave a job, right? Assuming they're not fired, right? Or let go or whatever it might be. But I think if somebody's gets super unhappy with the person, they'll bail on the job. So people leave people, Joe. They don't leave jobs.
Nobody leaves a job. People leave people.
People leave people. If
that you're saying this time?
If they have the opportunity and it all... I think people leave people. They don't leave jobs, Joe.
Oh, my God. Listen, I still think the best one so far. That's close. People leave people, Violet. People leave people, Gia. People.
They don't leave work. They don't leave jobs.
You don't
they
leave job. People. You don't leave the school. You leave
they
people.
They don't leave school. You leave people, right? You don't leave... Exactly. You hear what I'm saying. It's big. Yeah. It's a big thing. It's like a movement.
Wow, that's an interesting... I can't believe you picked that one this week. That's a really funny one. I still think horseplay leads no play, Violet. My favorite one. Listen, guys, thanks so much for joining us. New Old Dads Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Not Instagram. We're not on Instagram. We're too old for Instagram. No, I'm just kidding. Just, what are we going to show pictures of? Us?
I'm so happy that you got tagged, dude. You got tagged by your
hard.
Boy. Tagged your shit. That's awesome.
Hard, hard.
I can't get over that.
Friendly fire is no fire, Patrick. So what's the saying? End it one more time. Say it one more time.
You want a new one or you want that?
No, do that one.
You didn't see me. What's that? People don't leave jobs, Joe. People leave people.
Wow. Awesome, Patrick. Thank you. See you guys next week.
Later.